Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. There are health concerns once again for the Queen after she cancelled her traditional welcome at Balmoral Castle. The Mirror reports the Queen has been experiencing mobility issues, discomfort, and has been very tired in recent months. The Queen was due to be attending the annual ceremony in Scotland today, but the event has now been cancelled and replaced with a small private event instead. The Mirror reminds us that usually the Queen greets the public at the gates to her beloved castle to mark the start of her yearly holiday. With the exception of the COVID pandemic, Her Majesty has not missed the public welcoming in decades. The last-minute decision to make the event a private affair has created more concerns about her health. One source told the Mirror, in an alarming quote, that the alternative plan was very much a sign of things to come. While we keep an eye on that one, meanwhile, it's a day that ends in Y, so that means someone is mad at Harry. This time, it's Di Davies, the former head of royalty protection at Scotland Yard. Davies, after learning Harry has filed a second lawsuit against the British government, which also for the first time names the Metropolitan Police as a defendant, called the legal action nonsensical. For a man who allegedly wants to protect his privacy, he goes about a funny way of achieving it. I believe this is personal. Rather than seek a workable solution, he has taken this route, which is fraught with issues. It's insulting. Newsweek reports Prince Harry's upcoming memoir has the palace particularly nervous about Camilla. Richard Kay, a journalist and former close confidant of Princess Diana, said conversations Harry had with friends of his mother's at around the time of the 20th anniversary of her death are causing particular concern. In the Daily Mail, he wrote, "Understandably, there is considerable anxiety in Buckingham Palace circles that Harry will use the memoir to settle perceived scores with family members and senior courtiers. They are particularly nervous about his attitude towards his stepmother, the Duchess of Cornwall, the woman whom many of the late princess's supporters still blame for the collapse of the Charles-Diana marriage." 5 years ago, long before he had thought about writing a book, Harry invited friends of his mother's to share memories and private photographs of her. Initially, he said it was because his own recollections were a little shaky. He especially wanted to know the background to the breakdown of the marriage of his parents, whose wedding was 41 years ago yesterday, in which they had gone to great lengths to protect him and his brother, William, from. With some of Diana's intimates, he was more explicit. One at least had a lengthy discussion with him about Camilla. A new report, Harry's book may not have the new release shelf to itself. The Express shares that yet another royal book written by royal reporter Valentine Lowe is set to be published right before Harry's and could therefore steal his thunder. Around the same period in November this year, royal biographer Angela Levin is also due to publish her biography of Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall and future Queen Consort. Finally, royal reporter Omid Scobie is also preparing to publish his second biography, although this one reportedly will not be out until 2023. Here at Palace Intrigue, we say the more royal gossip books, the merrier. Keep writing, Harry. Palace Intrigue will be right back. David Spade, of all people, has a royal suggestion for getting Will Smith out of hot water and his friend Chris Rock off everyone's mind. Spade said, "We were watching this Kate Middleton jubilee with the royal family. Her kid is like 3, being kind of a jerk, making faces, and I thought it would help Chris so much if she slapped the kid. Because on national TV, that would be the slap heard around the world and it would take his and be second now. Because his is the one everyone remembers. Just get that off the books." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.